You're listening to the audio production of The Cloverton Charade by Sarah E. Ladd, published by Thomas Nelson and performed by Jude Mason. This novel is dedicated to R.G. with friendship and gratitude. Prologue. London, England, 1810. Flanner Auction House.
Do not go to the dock alone. It's dangerous.
Olivia's father's warning rang in her mind. He was right, of course. Violence ran rampant along this bustling stretch of the Thames River. More than one tale circulated of an unsuspecting soul disappearing from this dock, never to be heard from again. But the sun had not yet set. Surely a closer look wouldn't hurt. 14-year-old Olivia Brannan exited the rear entrance of the Flanner Auction House onto the hectic landing and into a vibrant world that she knew all too well. Sailors and merchants milled about, no doubt eager to make use of the day's fading light, and the noisy white seabirds dipped low and wove among the masts of the tall ships. Curious scents of fish and cumin, of wood and tobacco perfumed the dank, hazy air, and the revived excitement of things new and unexplored enveloped her. She wanted to see everything, know everything, and not just about the treasures brought in on the East Indiaman ships. She wanted to know the stories about the exotic lands from which they came and the people who made them. She lifted to the tips of her toes and pressed her hand against her forehead to shade her eyes against the golden setting sun as it reflected off the choppy water. Through the throng of sailors, discarded nets and coiled ropes, she spotted it. A large wooden crate stamped with the words, "Live Animal."
Olivia.
The tenor of the familiar masculine voice squelched her anticipation, and annoyance crept in. She glanced over her shoulder. Lucas Avery, tall, gangly, and 3 years her senior, stood just behind her, with a bulky leather satchel slung over his wiry shoulder. The riverside wind tussled his tawny hair, which appeared to have lightened by time spent in the sun, and his usually ruddy complexion was far tanner than she recalled.
"It'll be dark soon."
He nodded toward the Thames.
"It's not safe here after the sun sets."
His warning was valid.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?